Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
If you see something for the first time and it's good, then you have a good impression of this. But if the first time was not good, then it's always different.
Yeah. So then it's good for you. So that the first impression and the first move was good. Yeah.
Yes.
So
exactly.
the impression and the feeling maybe then for the next move is also a little bit better.
Yes. Exactly. It's definitely.
So all these club stations. Yeah. So this brings you also not at the end only to the senior Greece national team, but also for the junior team at the first point. When you come first to the national team from your club, what was it for you, for a feeling or for a thing called, okay, you are named or nominated for the Greece junior team junior team youth team for the first time, and then also for the senior team after that? So
I think for every player to have a place in the national team is the biggest honor we can get. I think every kid is dreaming to join the national team. For sure, playing on a great team, on a great club is really important. But I think every player is dreaming of the national team. This is the highest goal and the highest honor also for a player. It's really, really something very big to be a part of the national team.
Yeah, and not only so youth team or under 20 team, it's the first step.
Okay,
and
yes, of course,
now,
this is where you start.
And so now you have then really the next station, which is then the senior team, where you, over the last couple of years, maybe also, the road or the enhancement on the game, and the game gets better and better, and also the whole team gets better. So there was also Olympic Games where Greece, so where you with the national team are really, let's say, close. And now you won the World Cup for the first time. Yeah, so against Hungary. So do you still realize what was happening over the last couple of weeks?
For us, it was really something big because it was the first gold medal for the senior Greek national team. It is really special. It's really special because a lot of times we were very close to... We were in the finals and we lost, and, the feeling is really bad.
I could only imagine that. Yes.
Yes. So it was something very big for us that we managed to win the gold.
Yeah, but when you mentioned that the feeling or the last results in the big tournament was not so good, so are there, regardless of the result, also points where you can say, okay, this helps us to win this World Cup this time because we are knowing what comes maybe after that, or we know how to deal with these kind of situation during a final or a gold medal match based on, I don't know, Paris or London or whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
So
Yes, of course.
There any things you can say, okay, this brings us forward?
Yes, of course. But, winning is really nice and you're very happy after winning. But to be honest, when you win, you say, okay, I'm good, I'm very good, I won, I'm the best, I don't know what you say. So you don't need to change anything. But when you lose, this is where you gain a lot of experience, and you gain more when you lose than, when you win, because you need to change. Because when you lose, it means that you didn't do something good. So you need to change. And this is how you become better. And, you know, after some finals that we lost or some semifinals that we lost, and we said that, guys, we didn't do this and this and that, and we were not good, then you go on the next game, you are better. So, you know, I think that from every loss, you gain many, many things. It's really tough to accept this and, you know, to move forward. But it's really important to learn something from every loss.
Yeah, and as you said, maybe then a loss or the loss of a game or tournament or whatever. So it feels not good. Yeah. So
yeah.
You mentioned that already, but winning feels a little bit much more better. But yeah, so I can't understand totally understand your point that when you win, okay, everything is fine. There's no need to change anything. And when you lose, then you have to rethink and say, okay, maybe this one needs to be a little bit different, or we need
to be,
I don't know, faster, flexible. We need some more players, different players. I don't know. So, and this is then the moment which brings you a little bit forward. Yeah. So,
yeah,
as
exactly.
You said. Yeah. And how when you won or go into these kind of gold medal matches, then also for the World Cup, with these experiences in your mind, that there are also other options to win the game. How is it mentally or from a mentally point of view going into these kind of gold medal matches, then, for example, in the World Cup final against Hungary? So are there any things coming to your mind saying, okay, we know that, or how is
it? Yeah, I think that, of course, you say that we are here. We are also before some years on the same point. I mean, on the same point, I mean, on the final with Hungary. Mm-hmm. We know how it was to lose. So I think no one of us want to feel this again. We know what we need to do so we can win. So let's follow the plan. And then, you know, everything will be good. But, you know how is the feeling of the loss. And I think that the fact that you don't want to feel this again, it's a big motivation.
Yeah, so it's an extra portion of motivation then,
yes,
yeah? So I don't want to feel this again like 1 or 2 years ago.
Yes. Yes, yes, exactly. It's really big motivation. And,
yeah.
You know, and also I think that you are a bit more... not relaxed, but in a way that you know the feeling of the loss. You know how it was. It's not something new. So now you just move forward, and now you can deal with this. And I think it's like you are a bit more how can I explain? Not relieved, but on a way that it's not something new. No.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not a new situation, but you're really comfortable with yourself.
Yes.
Saying, okay, as you said, you have a plan, a match plan. Let's follow the plan, and we are really good, prepared. Let's see what comes then at the end. That's so I really couldn't imagine about the pressure before this kind of games. So it's it must be unbelievable, let's say it that way. Yeah, so
yeah,
or is it not so high?
I think for all of us it's there is a pressure, but the biggest pressure is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have big expectations for ourselves, we have big goals. We want to win the, let's say, the gold medal or whatever is the tournament or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anyone can put bigger pressure than us on ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not really. So I had also these kind of talks or discussion also with previous podcast guests, and there was. at the end, it comes out that it's not really a pressure. It's a privilege to be in this kind of situations or games for your country or for your club, for example. And it's not really a pressure, but it's a privilege to be there. Yeah. So because you have the right to be there, and you are really then.
Of course. It's exactly. I agree with you that it's a big privilege that you are playing for your national team, that you have the chance to play in a final, or I don't know what will be the moment. and it's really a privilege.
Yeah. So do you have really specific memories during the last couple of minutes of the game then against Hungary? So because then you lead, I guess, let me think to remember, 2, 3, 4 goals. Mm-hmm. Then Hungary come back. It was really maybe not part of the game plan are coming back. Yeah. So do you have any special memories during the last, I don't know, 1 or 2 minutes?
No, to be honest, I was very confident that we can win the game. You know, it's normal. Hungary is a really good team. And they will have their counter attack back. It's not that they will stop playing because you are winning 3 or 4 goals. So I think that we were expecting that they will fight back. Okay, at the end it was really close. But I think that also me, and as I saw, and you know, my teammates, we are really confident that we are on a good way to win the game.
So, and how was it? Maybe you can remember your feelings or your, I don't know, thoughts when your teammate scored then the last goal. Yeah, so I don't know how many seconds before the end it was, but it was not so much time left on the clock.
No, I think it was 12 seconds, if I remember correct.
Yeah, so 12 seconds in water polo there could be some action again from Hungary. Do you remember then the moment he scored the goal?
We have some very bad moments in the past with let's say the game with Spain and Singapore, that we scored a goal and then we received the goal on the really on last second. Also in the Olympic Games in Paris, that we received the goal from Serbia in the last second. So you know, we have some bad memories from this. But I think everyone was really focused on that point, and we really knew what we need to do so we don't receive a goal again. Because, as I said before, this happened to us. We know how much it hurts. So we don't want this to happen to us again.
Now, you already mentioned at the very beginning, so right now it's a little bit vacation time, and you then move to Hungary.
Yes.
What are the next plans then for you? So what are your expectations then to go to Ferencváros? I could also only imagine that going to Hungary, going to Budapest, it's one of the water polo cities himself. Yeah, so it's another out of the comfort zone moment, maybe.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. And, you know, I go there. I want to improve more. And, you know, I think that every country has a different mindset and a different style and different approach on the water polo. You know, Greece is a bit different, in Croatia is different, in Hungary is different, in Italy is different. So I think it's a really beautiful thing and great thing to collect a lot of experiences from all these countries that they have a great tradition on the water polo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm really excited that I will see another approach on the sports. It's different. as I said, it's different from Greek style of water polo. It's different from what I saw before. But I'm really looking forward to see this.
So, which is then at the end a step forward for you personally? Yeah. So when you say it's new, so it's could only be then a step further.
Yes, exactly.
Um, So, and with the Greece national team, so are there any tournaments coming up in the next couple of months? So, or is it really then the focus only on the club team?
I think until January, February, that there is the next World Cup. I don't think there is something new from the national team.
Yes. Okay. Then you have really the chance to focus yourself on the move to Ferencváros, on the new things.
Yes.
New
exactly.
Impressions. Different story. Different city. So. I wish you all the best then for the move. Yeah. So to Ferencváros.
Thank you very much.
At the end, I have five questions for you. So maybe we can play a little bit quick fire questions here. So the first one is one word for the center forward position.
Fight.
Fight. Okay. Yeah. So based on your explanations at the beginning, I could imagine it's a little bit fight.
Yes.
The toughest defender you have ever faced so far?
I can say two. It's Ivovic and Skoubakis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's also then somebody from Greece, yeah?
Yes.
Maybe he knows you a little bit better than the other one.
Yeah, definitely.
So what matters most for the center forward? The pass, the timing, or the referee line?
The timing, I think.
The timing, okay. Yeah. So because then you know have...
I said, you have only one second to make your move. So I think the timing is very important maybe you make the right move, but on the wrong timing. So still, it's not good. So timing is really important.
Okay, good. So one thing every young center forward player should learn at the very beginning. Fight.
Okay, not fight. I would say tolerance to the fighting. Not to, because it's really important because, as I said, you are in a constant, not fight, constant...
contact.
Contact, yes. It's really important to keep calm and, not to get angry.
Not to overreact maybe some
because,
situations.
You know, someone is on you, maybe hit you or something else, but... It's really important to have tolerance on this and not lose your mind.
Okay. And maybe also not your focus then during the game.
Because I have this this question from a kid here in Greece. And he asked me, how you do this that if someone is on you or hit you or something, how you don't get angry and fight back?
And what was the answer?
I said that if someone hit you, you cannot say, I will hit you back and I will punch you or something. You know, you need to have tolerance on this. And the most important thing is the game is over then. yes, exactly. Because someone hit you because they want you to lose your mind. If you lose your mind, then he wins. If you keep your mind in your head and follow the plan, what he's doing is not working. So... This is, I think, the very important thing.
Okay, good. So last question. So when there would be a headline for the next victory of the Greek national team, what should it called? So headline in internet, a newspaper, whatever. So about the next step of the national team.
I don't know, to be honest. I said that it's really important for us that we won this gold medal, but I think now it's over. Okay, we had fun, we celebrated, but we cannot, continue discussing this forever because it's finished now. And now we need to focus on the next challenge, next step, because we cannot stay in this.
Yeah. So the next headline could be, they did it again, something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
just to be a little bit provocant here. Good. Yes. So Then thanks for your answers to the quickfire. And yeah, as mentioned already, so thanks for your time today, for taking us a little bit in your mind of a center forward position player. It was very interesting.
Thank you very much.
I hope we really bring some new ideas to young athletes. Yeah. So
yeah.
to get better.
I hope we help.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's based on the feedback of the audience. So when we get the request, okay, we have to do it next time, next recording maybe, then we have to record part two.
Okay.
I don't know. it's up to the audience to say, okay, we need a little bit more information about that.
Of course. We can do it again if someone asks for this. But it was a really, really pleasure for me to join you. Thank you very much for the invitation.
You're more than welcome, and it's also my pleasure to have you here. And yeah, have a nice evening. Have a nice last days of vacation. All the best then for Hungary.
Thank you very much
for your next step. And talk to you soon. So maybe we see each other somewhere around the world.
Maybe
Europe is not Europe is not so big. Yeah. So when you play with Ferencváros, maybe in Hanover, so then we have at least a chance to meet each other.
yeah, it would be nice.
Perfect. So thanks again for your time. Have a nice evening.
Thank you,
talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.